In, the longest-serving Social Democratic MP, Michael Kraus, has said he will give up two influential functions as head of the Parliamentary Budgetary Committee and Party Deputies Grouping amidst allegations of corruption. Kraus has been under pressure to explain why he agreed to participate in a dubious deal to buy a Ghanaian cocoa bean factory in 2001. The best-selling daily Malata Fronta Dines went so far as to suggest that Kraus may have been involved in money laundering.
Meanwhile, on the other side of the political aisle, MP Vladimir Dolezal of the centre-right Civic Democrats resigned from Parliament this week. He's under police investigation for allegedly mediating a bribe for a member of a Prague local zoning board worth $35,000. Dolezal, too, denies any wrongdoing and will remain on the party ticket for elections this spring.
A record 600,000 cars were manufactured in the Czech Republic last year. Almost 500,000 of these vehicles were produced by Škoda Auto, with the rest made by Toyota, Peugeot, Citroën at a joint venture plant that opened in February 2005. The TPCA plant has the capacity to make many more cars, up to 300,000 a year. A similar number could be produced by South Korea's Hyundai if, as expected, it goes ahead with plans to build a $1.2 billion plant in the city of Ostrava.
And in related news, the Czech state agency for attracting investment, CzechInvest, said on Monday it had helped secure 154 foreign and local investment projects worth $3.1 billion last year. That's a record number of projects. CzechInvest head Tomáš Hruda said the new projects would help create some 22,000 new jobs.
In other news, the Czech crown rose to a record high against the common European currency this week, closing on Monday at 28.70 crowns to the euro. Analysts said they expect the crown to strengthen further this year, as the Central European region will benefit from investors looking for an alternative to the US dollar.
The Czech Statistical Office said this week that 65,000 foreigners hold business licenses in the Czech Republic, an all-time high number. Vietnamese nationals account for nearly one-third of the licenses. Ukrainians make up the next largest group, followed by Slovaks and Russians.
And finally, Unient Communications is to be the first virtual mobile operator in the Czech Republic, with service due to start mid-year. Unient signed an interconnect agreement with Český Telecom this month. It has 200,000 mobile phone numbers with a 799 prefix, but has yet to reach an agreement with an existing operator. It hopes to sign on 100,000 customers this year.